Details have emerged about what could be Middle Tennessee's best chance to add a new commuter rail line. For an estimated $500 million, it would run the 42 miles from Clarksville through Ashland City and into downtown Nashville. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez has the story.
This train would make the trip from Clarksville to Nashville in 43 minutes, instead of what experts say could take 2 hours by car in the year 2040. And trains would run every 20 minutes during rush hour. That'd be far more frequent than anything in the region. Consultant Sean Dykes says it could attract 3,000 daily riders.
There's other corridors, maybe other alignments that have more congestion perhaps than I-24 going to Clarksville. But this particular project has half of the right-of-way already existing.
This commuter train could run on a little-used freight line that's already mostly built. Dykes told a crowd that 9 or 10 train stations, including a few in North Nashville, could spur major developments. Still, the project could take a decade. That'd be a tough wait for state employee Sonia West Rawson. She rides the bus from Clarksville, but says it breaks down, sometimes once a week.
If I'm still around when they actually get the project finished, I will be riding the rail, definitely.
While transit officials say commuter rail is the top option from Clarksville, there are bus upgrades possible at a lower cost. Final recommendations are due this summer. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.